You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. I don't know how you're doing, but I can tell you that I am doing great.
Great.
Great. You know what? Yeah, I'm doing great. Open parenthesis, question mark, close parenthesis, exclamation point. Because this is the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin, and here we go again. But like relatively speaking, like within the context of the pandemic, today I'm doing great. If we were doing it in the context of, you know, context of all of the, you know, outside, like regular life, it'd be more like great. I feel good because I got in like new face covering stuff, and I feel like I've hit next level with my purchases, because it's ironically, I have like a Fight Club style face covering, which really fits in with the what kind of mask defines me as a person kind of an idea. But still, like the idea that is like, oh, these all match my interests and personality. Look at me. It feels, it's not true, but deep down, like, and I know it's not true, but I feel like I'm at a master class level of mask life. Huh? That's how I feel. Now, granted, I've seen people go all out. Like, I've seen pictures of, you've got a dude who's got a mask that matches his tie, you know? And I've seen masks that match the bandana and or collar of the dog that match other things. And it's like all this. And that, so yeah, that's at another level. But I think at a certain point, you hit a level where people are like, that's impressive. But they walk around and they go, Jesus Christ. Like, and so I'm not in the Jesus Christ level. I'm more of in a, hey, that's pretty awesome kind of a level. And that's where I want to be. I want to be in the sweet spot where I'm not wearing some, you know, I'm not wearing a medical mask like I just got released from the hospital, and I'm not comfortable with the outside world yet. And I'm not wearing something that matches my fucking shoes. So I'm in between there, and I'm very happy with it. You know, because there's nothing better than ignoring the news and focusing on superficial bullshit that makes me happy, i.e. my new purchases from Etsy. How the fuck did I end up on Etsy? It happened. This is what happens when you're inside a lot. There was a thing that happened, and I can't talk about it because it's not finished yet. The story is not ended, and so I'll just be generic. Someone I know found a dog, was running around, and they had a microchip. They were able to scan it and contact the owner, and the owner, turns out this dog was most likely stolen because the owner doesn't live in the state and the owner hasn't seen the dog in a couple of years. And this owner, who's older, is going to be reunited with her dog that she thought was gone. And you know what? It fucking turned my day around. This one little thing, you know, it's not a huge impactful, you know, impact the world kind of a deal, but it did, because it totally, like, I mean, after 20 minutes of reading the news, and I wasn't in a bad mood, but it was still like, God damn, this is a lot of bad shit. And then, you know, you go to work and, you know, listening to different things that aren't turning out great in podcasts. Here, we're going to focus on this story that's already depressing, but we're going to go into detail so you really think about it. And I'm like, yeah, I'll listen to this. Why? I don't know. It's what is on my playlist. But that totally turned this thing that's happening is totally just, it made me feel good. So one little story turned everything around. It's like a real life Dodo YouTube video. But I'm doing all right. I've got some things I've been working on. I've been working on me. There's been a lot of, I keep seeing posts, and it's funny because people will post things like they're telling you, but really it's about them. You know, they're really kind of justifying their own choices or lack of choices to tell you that it's okay, but they're really convincing themselves. And it's a whole lot of, I've seen people post where they're like, hey, listen, you don't have to do a bunch of things during a lockdown and pandemic. You know, you may be feeling bad that you're not bettering yourself, but you know what? Self-care is important, and that's all that matters. Is it? I mean, it probably is, but it's like, who are you talking? Are you talking to you? Like, when is, like, shouldn't you just be talking to a mirror? Did it have to go on Facebook? Did it have to hit the gram? I mean, you know, it's like, and they get likes, and it's like, okay, yeah, all right, no, see, I knew it. I knew this meme was speaking to me. Because it wasn't something they wrote, it was a meme they're sharing, and they're like, this is, come on, you guys. It's okay to do nothing as long as you're taking care of yourself. Is doing nothing taking care of yourself? If you're stressed out, probably. I like to think of it as a balance. I understand the idea of not putting so much pressure on yourself that you're wasting your life and you're wasting opportunity when in fact everything is, you know, it's the present and you need to live in the present. And you feel like, well, I'm living indoors. I'm like, well, go take a walk, you know? And, you know, you get the pressure where it's like, maybe I could take a class. You know, I could be learning a valuable skill. I could change my life. And that's all good. But you know, what if you look and you're like, none of this interests me? Well, why would you learn something that doesn't interest you just for the sake of learning so that you can brag about it on social media? What's the fucking point of doing something for likes now? At this point, let's really think about this. And yeah, this is more for me, just like the thing I'm making fun of. But everything is different. You know, it's all different. We're in uncharted territory. It's not business as usual. So all that shit that we thought mattered, all that petty arguments and the, you know, trying to, you know, look good on Instagram and like being an influencer and trying to pretend that your life's more interesting than it really is, it's all kind of shot to shit. Like, everything's been put in perspective. So why would you do anything to impress other people now? Now it should be about doing stuff for you. And it's also bettering the world, but the whole idea of bettering the world is it betters you as a person. So, you know, just but seriously, at this point, you gotta look after you and doing things that other people are going to be impressed with. And that's the only reason. Like, it should be it's a nice balance. Like, I'm going to post pictures of my purchases because it's like, hey, validate the fact that I spent $20 on a piece of cloth, and people are going to go, yay. And that's fine. But the idea of learning a new skill just to improve your status with other people versus what you're actually learning, why would you do that now? At this point, it's the one of the best parts of quarantining ish of the social distancing and what's going on. One of the best parts of this is while you miss people that you care about, that you're still keeping in contact, but you're not going to see, you don't see as much. Think about how many people you're not missing that you, that if it wasn't for checking social media, they wouldn't exist in your mind. Think about all those people you don't have to see and go, oh, that fucking guy. That fucking guy's not anywhere around. Oh, it's beautiful. I'm not saying we should keep doing this. We got to stop at some point, but we got to figure some shit out, obviously. But you know, look, glass half full kind of deal. There are a bunch of douchebags that you don't have to deal with anymore. And man, it's like a vacation from douchebags. It feels great. I'm a fan. I love how my advice, I'm really good at observation and analyzing things, but my advice is shit. Just in general, I've noticed. But I just like the idea of, hey, work on yourself or don't. This message brought to you by, like, I just love that idea that I'm like, hey, all right, man. Whatever, it's all right. Don't stress yourself out. That's the big one. You're freaking out. You got enough things to be stressed about. The last thing you need to be stressing about is not, am I taking advantage of my free time enough? If you have to ask, I mean, just why? It doesn't matter. I'll tell you what I've done. I had a couple of new things happen this week that I'm happy about. That's it goes towards my personal well-being, and we'll see. I'm gonna make sure I leave me a note that in 3 weeks, because that'll be like a month from when I started this, to let you know how it's going. But I did a thing that I decided to really reduce screen time on my phone, on my this smartphone, and I can't switch to, because I can't switch to like a flip phone or something like a more basic phone, because I use it to listen to podcasts and music. If there was a device that just did Spotify and like other podcast apps that used your phone plan and your data. Like if I could, you know, but it wouldn't allow anybody to contact you. Like if you just had this thing, like I would just use that sometimes, but you know, but it's like, yeah, there is something. It's called your phone. So I've been trying to reduce my screen time, and it's kind of cheating, because what I do is things that I would use my phone for, I just use my fucking Chromebook. So it's not reducing screen time in general. It's just switching screens. But it's just the whole idea of the smartphone really fucking us up. Nobody complains about laptops anymore. About, you know, all these laptops are really destroying us. So that's what I've done. I've switched. Anytime I want to look something up, I gotta go to the Chromebook. I do my Duolingo I can do on the Chromebook. Like little time-wasting games, do it on the laptop. So the way I've done it, and it's been successful for a week. But the way I've done it is the amount, because my Android has a setting. When you look in the battery, it'll tell you how long your screen time for the day has been. And whatever the total is for that day, I have to match it with exercise and reading. And it's like a combo effort. It has to be like equal parts exercise and reading, like the time frame. I split it in half. And see, I'm fine with exercise, but I sometimes, some days I'd rather not. You know, I'm like, ah, I'm kind of getting into the, into Skyrim. I'm into Skyrim right now. Now I switched Xbox games. I went back to killing dragons. What can I say? So I'm fine with exercise and I like reading, but it's really hard. I've gotten so out of practice and habit of reading for long periods of time. So the idea of having to read for a long time, like for an hour or more, the idea of having to do that really makes me stay off my fucking phone. It is extremely effective for me personally. But that's it. I threaten myself with exercise and reading, and I immediately go, ah, staying off my phone. And you could tell the levels, because now I'm not one of these people. Like, I've looked on the average. I like looked up how long people do stay on their phones, like as an average, and it's fucking shocking. Because my screen time is way, probably half of what the average is for Americans with their 7 to 9 hours a day screen time. And most people are more, you know, Sir tweets a lot, probably spends, you know, fucking forever, you know. Sally, social justice warrior, probably spends forever on her phone. You know, it's just, but me, I'm like very, you know, 2 to 3 hours max, you know, maybe more if I'm fucking around with something, but, you know, really researching shit or whatever. But, it's been surprisingly effective because I dropped from, like, the first day I did it was like, you know, it was like an hour and 20 minutes screen time. Second day was 54 minutes of screen time. Then it was 16 minutes and then fucking 13 minutes. It was fucking ridiculous. 13 minutes in 24 hours of screen time. And 8 of that was being on Words with Friends, or, you know, as I like to call it, Scrabble with Mom, because that's the only person I play that fucking app with. And then it was back up to 58 minutes because I was out shopping at Home Depot and doing a bunch of things and trying to use their app. And man, fucking Home Depot can, I miss being around the Lowe's, because the people at Home Depot do not give a shit about working at Home Depot. They're just looking at you like, ugh, you want paint? Yes, I want paint. All right, I guess I'll do my job. Ugh. But yeah, it's been working, man. It's 13 minutes of screen time on my phone. It's fucking ridiculous. I didn't miss it. Swear, I didn't miss it. It's like, well, John, how long did you spend on my laptop? That's not the point. The point is, I wasn't staring at my fucking hand, my head down, going, like I could just look at, you know, a Chromebook like a person. It feels less shitty. You know, I was able to walk around and do things. So I'll let you know after like 30 days of this. So I got to go back and figure it out, but I'm going to make a note. I'll let you know how it's gone. Just because, why not? If I can't inform you on some dumb thing that I figured out, I'd try on my own podcast. Where am I going to do it? Maybe I could tweet it out. Hey, everybody, look at me. 13 minutes screen time right here, guys. Right here. Look at me. Like me. Validate my life choices. This guy. Do it. Also, I switched coffee. That was another thing. I've done that. It's only been 2 days of it, but I switched to this thing called Super Coffee, which is a little on the nose. It's like, really? But, I love that because I looked at it because it was like coffee. It's like 0 grams of sugar. You know, it's got, 10 grams of protein. But then it says, it says it's got MCT oil. And I went, ooh, that sounds good. I didn't even look it up. I didn't even know what it is. It's amazing to kind of where you look at a label and you're like, wow, MCT oil, you guys. This is what my life has been missing. This thing that I just discovered existed at age 46 sounds important. I better consume it. And I had also heard about another product that people like called Bulletproof Coffee. And I was like, well, let me compare and contrast this super coffee that I'm getting. Because the thing is that, like, the bottle of super coffee's got, like, the same amount of, like, caffeine as two of those small cups of coffee. But it's cheaper than, like, the Starbucks products. Like the cans that you can buy in a store and stuff. And it's cheaper than getting iced coffee at a coffee shop that I'm still going to do, you know, a couple of days a week on, like, my weekends or whatever. It's like, because it's the whole process of going to the coffee shop. It's like, it's my day off. I'm going to go walk to the coffee shop and cover my face and go, you know, can I get an iced coffee with hazelnut? Also, just half and half. But I looked up Bulletproof Coffee, and the idea of Bulletproof is it helps people who are doing if you're doing a ketogenic diet with, like, low carbs and shit, and you've already got, you know, really low levels of saturated fats, then Bulletproof Coffee works because it's like real filling. So people are drinking it for the caffeine, but also so that they can, you know, skip breakfast. It, like, takes care of, you know, it helps weight loss and blah, 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 blah. But the thing about it is that there's no goddamn nutrients in it. It just is filling. And the reason that Bulletproof Coffee is filling is because it's got butter in it. I'm going to say that again. It's got butter in the fucking coffee. And some of the warnings about it are like, well, you know, if you've got a good diet already, and so, you know, because this product has high in saturated fat. Yeah! Yeah, it is! It's got butter in it! You're putting butter in your fucking coffee! Why don't you put bacon? Is there any bacon coffee? Do you get bacon with your butter? With your caffeine? I'm not drinking butter coffee! That's fucking crazy! No, but, you know, it's okay. You know, if you're already low in saturated fats because you got a ketogenic... I'm not on a ketogenic diet. I don't even know what the fuck that means. With your low carbs. I don't... It's like, oh, yeah, if you drink too much of this, you may want to check to make sure that this product is not raising your risk of heart disease. It probably is because there's fucking butter in your coffee. What are you doing? Don't put butter in your coffee. Jesus Christ, you guys. This is popular. It's a popular product. I'm having to get back here because why would you do that to yourself? Because, you know, people who are drinking this are thinking that they're losing weight. These aren't... Everybody who buys Bulletproof Coffee is not doing keto. There's no fucking way. Then they're not all like going, well, you know, everything else. I'm following a very strict, healthy diet. And then also, I'm drinking butter coffee. There's no fucking way. It's people who shouldn't be having sticks of fucking butter in their coffee. They're like, it's frothy. Of course it is. Yeah. Yeah, it is. I bet it's thick. It's a thick coffee. It's really filling. Oh, I bet it is. You put a stick of butter in your fucking coffee. But it also has MCT oil. Well, so does this other product that doesn't put goddamn butter in it. Holy shit, you guys. Please don't do that. Just say it out loud and go,
Is it, should it, should we have butter in our coffee? Honey, what do you think? I don't know. Maybe we should Google it to see if there are any side effects. I bet there are. I bet there are. Whew. Anyway, super coffee's working out for me. It actually has, I think the MCT oil does something for energy. I don't know. It tastes, the best part about super coffee, then they should pay me, you know, for the dozens of fans. The idea, the super coffee just it doesn't taste weird. You know, a lot of things that are like, this is super duper energy coffee, and you taste it and you're like, this tastes like a Red Bull coffee. Like the idea, yeah, it tastes wrong. Super coffee doesn't. It's like, this is pretty good. This is a good flavor. So that's working out. I'm happy about that. But mostly, I'm happy that my coffee doesn't have butter in it. Fuck. All right, that's it. That's going to be it for me, guys. Thank you for joining me in just this rambling weekly project that we call Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Raven. You guys hang in there. Look after yourselves. Look after each other. We'll see you next week. Later.